Okay, here's a little short recording. I'm test driving Microsoft Office 365. Or they're calling it Office 365 or Microsoft 365. I don't know. They've changed the name a few times. But they've got this cool thing called Power Apps, right? And here's just what I want to say real fast. So it leads you to believe you can create a quick app for like a mobile phone. So you get in there, and I just want to create sort of an audio file or maybe a library of audio files with video. And I want to make that accessible to my users. And I have it stored on my OneDrive, which is my cloud storage. And so you'd think that it'd be so interconnected that you could quickly navigate to your cloud files, attach it, and you already know you're not going to have to do any uploading because it's already on the cloud, right? And this is a cloud application, so you should be able to just say, this is the file I want to display or use in this app. But you don't. It doesn't do that. You actually have to, it navigates to your hard drive, your local hard drive, and you have to upload it. And then so you go in and you start to make this app. You think it's Power App. It's going to let you create something really fast. And you just look around and it's, you know, functional macros. And it's foreign, obviously. Either you have to be this Microsoft programmer to understand it and create something valuable. Because it's not intuitive. It's not just, oh, here's a quick create an audio library and publish it to a mobile phone as a business app that you created as a sort of document area of things that you want to share with your people. It's got the directory down, so you can limit who has access to it. But what just shocked the heck out of me is that, gosh, how long's Microsoft been around? Since the 70s? Tech's been, audio, we've been doing audio since the 50s, 60s. And with computers, we still don't have a way to quickly say, I want to create an app, a document, or a repository place to store these audio files. I want it accessible on mobile phones for these particular users, or I want to be able to share it with these specific users, and I want to use this application to play it, or their local application to play it, whatever they use, right? Like you can play an MP3 file on any audio player as long as it plays MP3s. And all the phones play MP3s, right? You don't have to download extra software for that. But yet Microsoft, like they said, has been around since the 60s, still does not give us a quick and easy way to create a document or file repository to share through this great new thing they're calling Power Apps, to share and create an area that stores audio files that someone can just click and play with their basic whatever software they have built into the whatever system they're accessing that file on. I call this just a waste of time and a waste of money. It's embarrassing, and it really pisses me off. It really pisses me off. So will I sell this product, Microsoft 365? No, I would sell Microsoft Office. Just use it for Word, Excel, maybe a little bit of databasing. Use SharePoint to share basic files, but don't expect any advanced programming or sharing of an organization of files with ease, with real ease, without someone technical on staff, which doesn't really solve IT's problems, doesn't solve business problems. It creates a whole industry for IT people. And now with Microsoft, you have to know Microsoft products. And they're making a mess of it. When something such a simple task as create an audio library for this business. You can't even do that. That's accessible on using the cloud storage system that is accessible in a nice display and list with maybe a description of what that is about. Maybe your CEO gave a great presentation that you recorded on audio and you want to create a library of all of that, and you want those files accessible at different times in different places, and you want one storage location for that to share across multiple devices, accessible at different times or whenever you want to publish it or stream it, and wherever you want to publish it and stream it. The cloud is not what it leads you to believe. The cloud is simply a file storage system, and that's it. These power apps and BI tools they're promoting and saying are so great, it requires programming. All of it requires programming. There's nothing that a simple, intuitive person can go and create an audio library and publish it to all the users on a page when they should be able to. We should already have that down. That should be automated, where you're just like your computer already knows, oh, this is an MP3 file. You use Windows Media Player to play this. It already knows to open that and use it. Like I said, I'm really I'm sort of upset. It's sad. It's really sad.